I can live with the sky falling out from above. I can live with your scorn, your sourness, your smug. I can live growing old alone if push comes to shove. But I can't live without my mother's love. I can live flying around at an impossible pace. I can live with the bad etiquette that's falling on this place. I can live with anything you got to throw in my face. But I can't live without my mother's embrace. My mother is 75. She's the closest friend I have in my life. Take her from me, I'll break down and bawl and wither away like oak leaves in the fall. You can be cruel all you want, talk bad on my brother, shoot me full of holes and I won't be bothered. Judge me for my ways and my slew of ex-lovers, but don't ever dare say a bad word about my mother. When she's gone, I'll miss our slow, easy walks, playing Scrabble, the chimes of the grandfather clock. I'll even miss the times that we fought, but mostly I'll miss being able to call her and talk. I can live without watching the classical fights. I can live without a lover beside me at night. I can live without what you might call a charmed life, but I can't live without my mother providing her life. My mother is 75. One day she won't be here to hear me cry. When the day comes for her to let go, I'll die off like a lemon tree in the snow. When the day comes for her to leave, I won't have the courage to soar through her things. With my sisters and all our memories, I cannot bear all the pain it will bring.
Thank you very much for easing into Too Much Rock Podcast number 274 with me this week. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Sun Kil Moon. That song is called I Can't Live Without My Mother's Love, and that's on the album Binji, which came out on the band's own Caldo Verde label on February 11th. The band, of course, the product of Mark Kozelek, who has put out, I don't know, probably four or five wonderful albums in the last couple of years, but I think this one tops them all. It's not his typical laundry list of items that he sings you through his day, as you've seen in some of his previous solo albums. A lot more structured here, and he's got a lot more to say. In a lot of ways, for me, that song in particular, I Can't Live Without My Mother's Love, is one of the tightest things I think he's sung since his Red House Painter days. So I'm a big fan of that album, big fan of that song. I got lots of music for you this week, and most of it is kind of laid back, so you might want to just close your eyes and drift off with this one. Let's take our next step here with Randolph's Leap. This song is called Real Anymore.
Bearing my love, my eyes. something I truly believe in. Woke up today with air in my lungs. I was slipping and sliding and ducking and weaving. I've been waiting for a video to buffer. This was a life I didn't want to suffer. We were watching progress bars. We should be sleeping under the stars. I'm full of wonder and full of grace when gazing up at outer space. Let's go out and trade in machinery and glossy magazinery for scenery and greenery. Armed with nothing but a plastic knife, I faced up to the facts of life. I was tired and I was broken. I was cold and I was soaking, but I wasn't one with the natural order. I blew three notes on an old recorder. And the mystery of the sea hypnotized and nourished me well. When I returned to the digital world, my lips went dry and my toes curled. It was anonymous, mostly autonomous. Well, I got on a bus and said goodbye.
Mieux. un prétexte, je ne veux devant toi ce Rex, pour ces messieurs. Derrière un Kleenex, je serai mieux. Comment te dire adieu? Comment te dire adieu? Comment te dire adieu?
Ah, I love to revisit that one. That is Françoise Hardy with the song Comment te dire adieu. Sorry about my French there. That is from the new album, Vamps, A Vampire, The Songs of Serge Gainsbourg. That has just been released February 11th on Ace Records UK. Though, of course, that recording originally from 1968. But this new compilation is great. It's about, I don't know, 28 songs or something, all from Serge Gainsbourg, performed by the women in his life. And most of them are from his swinging 60s era. Not all the women in his life were romantically linked, as his daughter Charlotte Gainsbourg has a track in there, though the two of them were famous for singing a song about incest together, so I don't know, Serge Gainsbourg, very odd duck there. Before that, we heard from Randolph Sleep with the song Real Anymore. That is the title track of the band's album that came out back in September of last year on Olive Grove Records. It's like an 8-song album. I know they've got a proper full-length LP that'll be out in the next month or so, so hopefully I'll get a hold of that one and share that one with you as well. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it than that. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into something else here. We got a track from the Leeds UK band Just Handshakes. The song's called London Bound. Thank you.
someone else's house. There were words on the wall, and there's posters of bands I'd never heard of, and people I don't know. I'm living in this city, don't know much about it yet. Going to have to find a way to fit into the cracks that other people have left behind them. And let me tell you, that kind of scares me. And I'll be honest with you for the first time, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. I'll tell you what I want and what I think of you, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. I made a resolution to be more honest. I didn't specify when or to do that. I am making excuses for myself again to make things easier for you. And I'll be honest with you for the first time, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. Probably too drunk to even remember. I'll tell you what I want and what I need from you, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. And I'll be honest with you for the first time, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. I'll tell you what I want and what I need from you, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember.
Should I have warned you before we went into that one? That was Boy Parts with the song Kingsley. That's on the band's demo I've Been Better, which they self-released January 29th of this year. Band out of Kansas City, Missouri. I caught them a few weeks ago at Art Studio. Art Closet Studios, in Kansas City. You can find photos of that night on the Too Much Rock website. Before that, we heard from the Spook School with the song I'll Be Honest. That's on the band's album Dress Up, which was released on Fortuna Pop October of last year, a band out of Glasgow. And starting the set off with Just Handshakes with the song London Bound, and that is on the album Say It, which was released in the U.S. at least on Bleeding Gold Records back in May of last year. A couple of those bands, and I think Randolph Sleep earlier, are all bands that I heard on the Edinburgh Man Best of 2013 podcast. So after hearing the top 50 there, I had to go back and pick up some albums of my own and see what all I missed there. Do you guys do that as well? Listen to other podcasts and figure out what you're going to buy based on that? Well, anyway, I'm about out of time, so I guess I need to get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 274. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I think, Communist Daughter playing here on the 8th. That's a house show. Just ask around. Someone will tell you where that is. Same night, Dead Girls are playing at Vandals, which is the bar at the back of Black and Gold. There's a great lineup that night. I think Rev Gusto is playing as well, and I don't know. I forget who all, but it's going to be a great show. Unfortunately, I will be out of town, but not too unfortunately, because I'll be in Seattle seeing Sporting Kansas City, which makes me very happy. On the 10th, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is playing at the Bottleneck. On the 14th, Rotting Out is playing at the Czar Bar with a great lineup. The 15th, Russian Circles at the Riot Room. The 17th, you can get your Irish on with Flogging Molly at the Uptown. The 18th, Entrance Band is playing at Record Bar, and with somebody else there, La Luz maybe? That interests me. I think the 19th, everyone should be at Speedy Ortiz at the Czar Bar. The 20th, Black Actress is playing, and I think that's with Bad Ideas at Record Bar. 22nd, Rev Gusto is playing the Bricked, or you can see Tim Casher play a house show somewhere in KC. A very common occurrence nowadays, lots of people just touring house shows. Let's see, the 21st, St. Vincent will be at Liberty Hall, as will all the hipsters. Then you look into April. April 4th to the 6th, you have the Center of the City Fest at Black and Gold, or the Middle of the Map Fest, also happening all over town. The 28th, Hold Steady is playing a Eggs and Kegs breakfast show at the Tank Room, or see him that night with Deer Tick at the Granada. The 9th, Dandy Warhols are playing the Riot Room. That is a tiny room. The 13th, Slayer at the Uptown, or Matt Pond PA at the Record Bar. That's a tough choice there, really. Pagan Fest is coming May 16th to the Riot Room. If you've ever been to the Riot Room, it is a tiny place, and I'm not sure Korpilani will even fit on the stage. 11 guys and, well, 11 folks, I guess, with some hurdy-gurdies up on that stage. Not sure how that's going to work. And then looking all the way out into June, I already see that Swearin' is coming on June 1st to the Riot Room. So lots of things coming up here in KC. Well, let's end things off here. I got one more track from you. And this is another one of our special tracks from the Mills Recording Company. This is Beck's Don't Let Go. This is from his new album, Morning Phase, which just came out February 25th last week on Capitol Records. This is one of those recordings that you can go to Mills Record Company and say, hey, Too Much Rock sent me, and they'll give you a dollar off of this one, and they definitely do have that on vinyl. So this is your recording of the week, as suggested to you from the Mills Record Company. This is Beck's Don't Let It Go. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
You better save yourself from something you can't see. Follow it where it goes. Follow it back to me. I'll keep it here. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Let it go. Don't let it go. Yeah. let it go away. These are some faults we found, hollowed out faults.